Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see a Jew.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
The kids on Elm Street don't know it yet, but something is coming to get them.
There's something out there, isn't there?
Halloweenies, a Freddy Krueger podcast.
Was locked in a room with a girl who went in alive and came out in a rubber bag.
From the Consequence Podcast Network, the minds behind The Losers Club, comes a new podcast in fantasy terror.
Nancy, there's something wrong with you. You're imagining things.
Halloweenies, a Freddy Krueger podcast.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Big thanks to everyone who's a subscriber and checks in with us every single week, multiple times a week. There are new interviews Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so thank you for that. If you're listening to your usual spot and you can go ahead and give a rating to the series, that's always a huge help. And if you can even leave a review, that's an even bigger help right there. Let the other people know why they should hit subscribe. And if you're one of those people who haven't subscribed to the series, please do hit that subscribe button right now. It's a great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists and what they're doing today and what they've done in the past and what they're doing in the future. Would love to have you on board, so subscribe away. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is the band Hoobastank. Going to be talking with guitarist Dan Estrin about the 15th anniversary of their sophomore album, The Reason. You'll, of course, know it from that title track, which ended up becoming a number one crossover hit, huge song that still gets play all around the world today and has an amazing culture life, too. Did you know, and you might have, that it was in the last episode of Friends? That's a big deal for any song, considering how that show keeps on having a life over and over and over. And we'll hit on that just a little bit. But with Dan, we're going to talk about what the band environment was like around that time. Having all the momentum from a breakthrough debut record going into this one the way they did. And the scary moments, too. Right after the album was finished, they're about to go on tour. Dan ends up in a major accident. One that has him in the hospital, as he'll tell you, with a tube sticking out of his head. Luckily, he recovered and the band went on to hit that tour. And we'll hear about that as well. And some of the bonus tracks that's a part of this deluxe edition of The Reason. Right Before Your Eyes ended up on the Daredevil soundtrack, Did You from the Spider-Man 2 soundtrack, Connected from the Halo soundtrack, and some previously unreleased songs he's going to give the story about as well. So head back with us 15, 16 years to 2003, 2004, talking about the album The Reason. It's Kyle Meredith with Hoobastank.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Yeah, no problem. It's exciting to talk about this because I know we're talking about the 15th anniversary of The Reason, just a huge record that came out. I guess it's actually you're in the 15th anniversary year, right? Because technically it's like right at the end of 2003. Is that how this works?
I guess, yeah. We'll milk it for whatever we can.
Well, you know, I'm happy to go back there, though, because, you know, when we look back at this record, of course, you have to talk about the record that came before it a little bit. Like, it seems like to me that you know, self-titled record was still making hits while you all were doing this. And that's got to feel like a lot of momentum going into a record. What was it like for you all, you know, when you did finally buckle down and say it's time to work?
I just think that at that time in our lives, we were in that headspace pretty often. And, you know, during the first record cycle that came out, we had that song Crawling in the Dark and Running Away that did really well for us. We had a lot of momentum. We'd be on the road touring during that period. And we would have a day off. And on the day off, I would spend that day off in my hotel room trying to come up with ideas or writing song ideas, which is quite different than it is today. I'm not doing that today. But, you know, back then it was all the time just creating, had all these ideas that I had to get out. And I just remember we came home from touring on that album, on the first record, and I was living at home with my mom. And I went in the guest bedroom and I just sat down with a guitar and plugged it into my Pro Tools system and just kind of started coming up with the guitar part of The Reason song. And yeah, dude, it was just, I don't know, man. It's like when you got to go to the bathroom, you got to go to the bathroom. There's nothing stopping you, you know, or you're going to shit your pants. So it's like, what do you do?
Well, there was one thing that stopped you because there was a pretty gnarly injury that went into, like, you guys get started and then you end up in a bike accident, right?
Yeah. And so, like, right before the record came out, it was our first tour back. Like, we had stopped touring on the first album, taken some time off to make The Reason album. And now the album was finished and, you know, we were setting it up. And it was like, okay, guys, we're going to head out on the road again. It's been about 3 months, 4 months, whatever. And we go out. And we're, you know, 4 days in or something like that. And we're in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at the House of Blues. And that day we ended up after soundcheck, we had somebody from our record company out there. And we're like, let's go buy something stupid. So we did. We went to like this little mini bike store and we all bought little mini motorcycles. And we were riding them around all day. It was totally cool. But then at night we were riding and I got clotheslined by this rope and thrown back. Hit my head, had to be rushed to the hospital, had a blood clot forming right next to my brain, and had to have emergency surgery, and, you know, woke up like 24 hours later with a tube sticking out of my head. Well, half my head was bald and the other half was long, with staples in the side of my head. It was just gnarly.
So when you first did get finally back on tour and everything, was there like confidence in check? Were you ready by the time it all happened? Because at that point, you know, now again, that momentum is carrying. As you said, the album is done. It's time to actually hit it. Like, what was it actually like getting back on the road after the accident?
I mean, it was exciting. I wanted to get back out on the road, except for I was recovering from a serious, serious head injury. And after, you know, I still had complications afterwards and I had to be extremely careful. So, and my head wasn't fully there either. I was totally sober when I got into that accident. I wasn't drinking or anything. But when I today think back on it all, it's almost as if I was drunk, you know, like it's a blur. And how I kind of remember on a daily basis, things were registering slightly later for me. You know, I knocked the shit out of my head. So. But it was nice to get back into it, man. It's what I love doing, and I love being out there and playing shows and seeing people in the audience and hearing people tell me that they enjoy this or they enjoy this. So,
well, having
it was a slow process, but it was great.
Yeah, having a single like The Reason, so you know it finally comes around. I think it's a second single off the album. You know, you get the title track. It's the ballad. You know, it's the big moments. You know, every band kind of, I think, looks for this moment, that crossover hit or something like that. And for it to be so part of culture, like, this is a song, as I read now, I've seen the last episode of Friends a few times, and I'm like, oh, right, that was in there, right? Like, to be part of that kind of culture, that's got to be huge.
Yeah, man. And, like, you know, the older that I get, and I sometimes get farther and farther away from that time, that I start to realize what you said, you know, and it makes me happy. I'm pretty proud that we did something, or we created something that will stick around after we're all gone, I'm hoping, you know, or maybe somebody will cover it and it'll have life again. I don't know, but, you know, I just know I was at the grocery store the other day and it came on, and the florist lady, the lady doing the flowers was just rocking out, singing it, and I just started cracking up because I'm like, dude, this is funny. It's like 20 years, 15 years later, you know, and I'm at the grocery store at Pavilions, and there's the woman just rocking out to The Reason, singing it. And I looked at her. I didn't say anything other than I'm like, oh, do you like the song? She's like, so pretty. It was just funny.
Well, I do want to hit on that real quick. This new edition has the bonus tracks, too. We're looking at Right Before Your Eyes, which was on the Daredevil soundtrack, Did You from the Spider-Man 2 soundtrack, and Connected from the Halo soundtrack. Real quick, tell me about Force Feed Me, because that's the unreleased one, right?
Yeah, Force Feed Me was a song that was actually written during the same time that all the other songs for the album were written. So, you know, you grab the song that's in the middle of that album, and Force Feed Me was written somewhere around that same time. But, you know, you can only on an album, back then too, it was like, we're going to only put this many songs on an album. We're going to hold this many songs for bonus tracks or for soundtracks. And this one, we'll just see what happens. And we just never did anything with it. It just kind of sat there. And I think one day we're like, oh yeah, that's right. This song, this song exists. There's another one too. We did a cover of Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy? But we didn't love how it turned out. It's there, and we've tried to redo it a little bit. But, yeah, the way it turned out today, I don't love. Back then, I think we liked it, but I think that it sounds a little dated, so we just left it alone.
Yeah. Well, it's still such a great record to go back and listen to. And by the way, I love the last record, Push Pull. I can't wait to hear what you guys come up with next. You're still writing exciting music, and you know, I thank you all for that, and thanks for your time today, Dan.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Big thanks, Dan Estrin of the band Hoobastank, talking about the 15th anniversary edition of The Reason. And a big thanks to you for checking out the series today. Again, if you're subscribed and you can give the series a rating and leave a review, please do that. And if you're not subscribed, you can do so at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Stitcher, Podchaser, Acast, anywhere else you get your favorite podcast from. Just type in Kyle Meredith With and hit that subscribe button. Then after that, head to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of new song premieres, of music news, anniversary spins, and even more interviews. That's WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound, they've got your music and film news. You can also find me at Twitter at Kyle Meredith and Facebook/Kyle Meredith. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.